Week two here in the Coach's Show. Trent Kraxner sitting in with actual Eagles head coach Eric Detweiler. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, the State Bank of Bern and Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings. And Coach, it was a high-scoring affair last week against a Reno County homeschool. And just what's your overall thoughts after a game like that?
Yeah, you know, I thought in the first half we came out and we played pretty well. You know, we had about a 25-30-point lead going into halftime. And then, you know, as hot as the game as it was, third quarter, we started having some cramps, and both teams did. And, you know, we had some guys step in for our guys that couldn't play. And I thought, you know, we didn't work very fundamentally sound at that point. And, you know, we gave up, I think, 30 points in the third quarter. And you know, just luckily we were able to keep up scoring with them and you know, kind of keep that safe lead with us. So, you know, I thought we played pretty well all the way around. You know, we just need to learn that if we had some injuries, we got some younger kids that need to come in and step up, and you know, we just need to get them more prepared for the game.
Yeah, nobody scored in that fourth quarter, and do you just kind of attribute that to the cramps at both team and the heat?
You know, I just think it was, you know, concept of everything, and I think everybody was kind of getting tired, and you know, I think our starters were able to come back in and be able to shut them down defensively, and kind of combination of everything.
Yeah, to your point, you guys won that third quarter 40-36, a lot of scoring, and White Detweiler threw for 5 touchdowns, he returned a kick, but he wasn't alone as Bill Leiberger caught 4 touchdowns. Is that kind of the breakout game you were expecting from him?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a junior this year, and we're needing him to step up in the receiver slot, and he's doing a pretty good job. You know, he's working on his blocking out there on the outside, and you know, he's able to catch the ball, and he actually had a really good catch over the middle, and you know, we need him to step up, you know, every game this year, and you know, he certainly started in the right direction.
Yeah, 8 tackles and an interception to go along with that as well. And, you know, you have an interesting matchup this week. Have to make your first travel against Clifton Clyde, and we'll talk about that interesting matchup right after this commercial break. Back here with Eric Detweiler, the head coach of the Axtell Eagles, for our locker room chats brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, the State Bank of Bern, the Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings. And Coach, an interesting Clifton Clyde team, a team you haven't seen since 2023, and they're under the direction of longtime head coach Ross Steinbrock. And what have you seen on their film from last week?
Yeah, you know, it was a high-scoring affair on their side of the ball, too. They scored, you know, 70-some points, I believe, as well. And you know, it's just kind of the same old Clifton Clyde. They, you know, kind of got a unique formation in the backfield where they got 3 running backs in a 3-point stance. And you know, they run up the middle and obviously left and right, and then they do a little play action out of that. And you know, as well, they can split it out. I don't know if they're quite as much, you know, split out wide as they have been in the past, but, you know, they might do that to us in week 2. So, you know, just the same stuff they've been kind of doing for years. And you know, they always got a good winning tradition down there and good kids and obviously led by a good coach. So, you know, we're going to have to be prepared here Friday night.
And similar to last week, you know, obviously never playing Reno County homeschool before, but again, you haven't played this team in 2023. So how does that affect watching film when you haven't really played these guys on the football field in a while? It's different kids out there playing.
Well, you know, our kids just got to be able to adapt on the fly. You know, it's exactly like last week. We didn't know what to expect out of a really good Reno County homeschool. And you know, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, we are going to have to face some teams in the playoffs that are obviously, you know, good teams that will have to adjust, you know, that adjust to what we're doing. And so we're going to have to counteract that with, you know, adjustments of our own. And so, you know, it's a good test for us. And you know, we just need to be ready in all aspects of the game.
And offensively, you know, that's a stingy defense usually that Coach Steinbrock has. So offensively, where do you guys need to be successful at to win this game?
Well, you know, they play a really tight 3-2. Their linebackers are, you know, kind of, at least in the first game, you know, I'm not saying they will do it this way, but their linebackers are really tight. And then the super, so this lets a fair amount. And you know, we're going to have to stop that. Reno County did that to us in the third quarter. That gave us a little bit of issues. But I thought it kind of prepared us well for Clifton Clyde. But I think more than anything, we just got to maintain blocks. We missed some blocking assignments in week 1 that I'm hoping that we can kind of clean up that mess a little bit this week. You know, just sustain blocks and execute is, you know, kind of the main focal points of this week.
All right, Coach. Safe travels Friday, and best of luck.
All right. Thanks for having me on.